Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're finishing our discussion today on leaving no regrets. And I don't think a discussion on this would be complete if we didn't talk about things that you want to do or experiences that you want to have in life that you haven't acted on yet. I mean, we all have things we want to do. Some of us have put together a bucket list. I know I do that because I think it's important to have things written down so I stay focused on the outcome. I actually set goals around getting there and put plans in place. But if you want to be that disciplined or if you don't, that's not the point. The point is if there are certain things you want to accomplish in your life, why have you not acted on them? The one thing we know is that there are no guarantees, right? None of us knows if we're going to wake up tomorrow or not. Anything can happen on any day. And if there's things you really want to do, get focused on them. Make them happen. I mean, what would happen if you got diagnosed with a terminal illness and it prevented you from having the experience that you want to have? What then? If you have the means to make it happen, whatever it is that you want, make the arrangements. Why are you waiting? If you've always wanted to jump out of an airplane and you have the means to do it, what's stopping you from doing it? Just make the arrangements and make it happen. And here's the other thing. If you don't have the means to do what you want to do, figure out how you can get there. And this is where the goal setting comes in. You know, so set a goal to accumulate what you need. And start to look towards how you can achieve that goal. And you can put all this together and you can make it happen. But it seems such a waste to go through life not pursuing your passions, especially if you have a way to make it happen. So think about what it is that you want to do, get clear about it, and have those experiences now. You see people that go through traumatic life experiences where, you know, they think they may be facing death. And all of a sudden, their outlook changes completely. I watched my parents go through that. My father in his 30s had a heart attack. Didn't know if he was going to live or die. And after that, he realized he had a passion for traveling that wasn't being fulfilled. And ever since that time, they've taken several trips out of the country a year. And they're in their 80s, and they're still doing it now. So find that passion of yours and go after it. You don't want to leave this planet with any regrets. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. So just get here. It's a couple of minutes a day and it doesn't cost you a dime. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, look at those things that you really want to do in life. Look at those experiences you really want to have. We know tomorrow's not guaranteed, so act on them. Figure out how you can make it happen. Put the plans in place, book the trip if it's a trip, do whatever you have to do to make it reality.